From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Matt Garza struck out 8 over 6 and a third innings of shutout ball last night to guide the Brewers past the Twins 6-2 at Miller Park. Garza improved to 3-4 on the year. He said his curveball was working against Minnesota.
I was drafted by them, so they know me really well, and they know that I'm a fastball-heavy guy, and it's a fastball-heavy team. So, you know, I took advantage of it, and it worked in our favor tonight.
Jonathan Lucroy had three hits and a homer, while Mark Reynolds drove in two with a home run as well. The two teams will play again tonight. You can hear it right here. Former Dolphin quarterback Dan Marino is among 15 players filing a federal lawsuit against the NFL. The suit claims the league concealed the risk of concussions, among other allegations. The backers continue OTAs this week. One guy hoping to make an impression is tight end Colt Lyerla, who had some problems with the law in college, but he says he's trying to move on.
The past is the past. Yeah, I'm just excited to move on, and I'm excited to see what happens in the future and see what I can do to help this football team. You know, whether that, you know, be on special teams or on the tight end or the water boy, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever I got to do.
Eight-time champion Rafael Nadal is into the quarterfinals at the French Open. Northwoods League Baseball, Wisconsin Rapids dropped their matchup with Battle Creek 5-4, but the Woodchucks pulled one out in 11 innings last night, 5-3. They hit three home runs in the game, including C.J. Chatham and Ryan Donovan hitting back-to-back solo shots in the 11th inning for the win. Austin Tribby pitched in one of eight pitchers in the game and picked up the win for the Chucks. The two teams play again tonight. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.